In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm going to go ahead and wipe down this seat for y'all so y'all can get going, because right now, the drive.
Yeah! What a gentleman Reggie is.
Y'all wipe them seats down now. Y'all may have sweated them. Somebody's got to sit in there in a minute now.
Yeah, they look out for others, you know?
Yeah.
The drive is live. we are live with you at the Crafty Crab. We'll be here from 2 to 6 as we get started here on Stop 9. Stop 9 of our very, very fun crawfish circuit. All right, Stop 9, we're here, Crafty Crab, Fondren Road. Come hang out with us until 2 o'clock. Big TV right here. They got everything you need. You can watch the Astros a little bit later on in this thing and enjoy yourself. They got the French Open on right now. They got a huge TV screen right here in the back, and then TVs all across the front. And the mud bugs are out. I got some oysters. First one got a nice little Cajun kick to it. It's going to be it's good. I see you didn't wear a white shirt, so you're going to potentially take a look at these bugs today.
No, potentially to it. I'm doing it. I'm telling you, the crab's spending a little money now.
Yeah, I told you. Looks like it's just freshly been done.
You see them high back chairs? You see that logoed paper that's rolled out on that crawfish paper that's rolled out on these tables?
Yeah,
got the napkins out there and the paper bags in the buckets.
The flooring and the wall.
Hey, man. Y'all better come on through. I mean, if they did all this and them bugs ain't top notch.
That's right. Yeah, that's
right. I'm gonna give me something about an
iron. Yeah, no, yeah, no, you are. There you go. You can get a boil, seafood boil. You get everything you want out here as well. Full bar to go. Also, remember, if you're in the building or you're on your way, what you got?
You see it over in that corner? Well, as far from us as you can get.
I see it. They got frozen joints.
Yeah, I know, and
I'm good, baby. I'm good. I don't need it. I don't need it.
And what do they got over there? Four of them. I told you. They got four. Crafty Crab's not like a place. It's got at least four.
I do want to go just check out the flavors. I'll walk over.
Just get a small.
I don't need a small.
You used to get three regulars. Just get you one small.
No, I don't need a small. I just want to see what flavors they got just to kind of fantasize about it.
I'm supposed to be here positively.
You hear that, Tyler? He's trying to get me to get one.
What's wrong with you, Clint?
I know, just loving life, man. Just loving life. He decided to point it out to me, all four of them. But it's good. But hey, if you're in the building again and you have not done so, you can put your name in our raffle box. It's sitting right here at the table here near our desk. And you'll have a chance to win a $25 Academy gift card. We're doing that once an hour. So the first one will take place at the end of the 2 o'clock hour. Each and every hour, you got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do is fill your name out, put it in our raffle box, as well as our grand prize. There you go. Man, my man right here said, I'll take this $25. Our grand prize as well, you have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light or Budweiser for a year. Beer for a year. All you got to do is fill your name out, put it there, and you can have a good time with us. Shout out to our supporters, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Bud Light, Budweiser as well. All right, we were at NRG. Hey, they started out outside, right? I could tell D'Amico was thinking, hey, man, you know, we might have to play some games outside. We may need to get, you know, some rain in, some play in the rain in, and then that thing started coming down a little bit too hard. I feel like somebody leaned over into D'Amico and said, hey, man, I think maybe we might want to take this on into the bubble. And they took us on into the bubble and got their work done in the bubble. But we were out there today, and I think the first thing to start with here is, Clint, who wasn't on the practice field, who didn't participate, and who we didn't see there. And this, according to Aaron Wilson, a couple of others we didn't see also to add it to this list, players not practicing at, again, voluntary OTAs. Joe Mixon, who wasn't here the first day, Danielle Hunter as well. C.J. Gardner-Johnson wasn't here. Danico Autry, Sheldon Rankins. Dalton Schultz did not practice with the team, but we did see Dalton Schultz working out on the side. So he was there. Also, Braxton Berrios, they were getting work on the side. Clearly, there's some sort of an injury or something that they are working through or building up through that did not have them out there on the field today. But Dameon Pierce, another one, not there again. And we didn't see him the first day. Christian Harris as well. Christian Kirk, who did practice on Monday, on Tuesday, we did not see him there today. Tank Dell, obviously, with the leg injury, wasn't there. Jimmy Ward, Brevin Jordan, Justin Watson, Henry Toa, and I also didn't see Foley Fatakasi as well out there today. So a pretty good group, Clint, and a pretty good group of guys that you would think are going to be contributors to this team weren't out there. So that's the first start. We'll get to the other big news that came out of the practice today. But Clint, those guys not being there, and again, we don't know what the issues are or the reasonings why there could be injuries, right? We didn't see Dalton Schultz and Berrios the first day, but then we saw him the other day. Obviously, Christian Kirk practiced earlier, so you would think he's probably somewhere around the facility. But guys, again, that stick out there, Dameon Pierce, Christian Harris, Justin Watson, a lot of the offensive guys, as you mentioned the other day, Clint, well, we clearly see they're installing and learning a brand-new offense.
Yeah, it's just an interesting approach for me. And I know we're living in a world where these players want to get paid more and do less, and coaches have to be really conscious of the time that they take in the offseason when they are voluntary type workouts. I can't understand. One of two things is happening, right? You've got the coaching staff and the organization is so concerned with the time that they have with the players that they are choosing to say, hey, get your workout and get your treatment in while the rest of the team is at practice, right? Or the players saying, hey, man, I'm going to come over here for 2 hours, and that's all. That's the max I'm going to be over here, and I'm going to get my rehab in when I'm over here, and I'm not going to do anything extra. But to me, for me personally, I just can't think of any reason why every player, especially the experienced veteran players that have a lot to offer the rest of the team, especially experienced players that are highly paid, that are being tasked with learning a new offense. I just don't understand why they wouldn't do exactly what C.J. Stroud is doing.
Trent Brown, for example, is one.
The Trent Brown thing is exactly – this is the kind of thing when I see it happen, it's the I told you so. Everybody out there – and I understand there are exceptions to every rule. I'm not saying that no matter what the hell's going on, everybody should be out there. What I'm saying is Trent Brown clearly can't practice. Trent Brown wasn't there yesterday. I didn't see Trent Brown yesterday. But he was standing in the middle of the field today during team workouts, and he spent a lot of time talking to C.J. Stroud, but more importantly, Arionte Ursary was getting first-team reps today, and I believe it was twice. I know I saw it once.
He got to Blake Fisher, too. Blake Fisher as well getting reps.
The minute these guys get – I mean, the minute they experience something that didn't quite look right –
They came right over to him.
They go straight to him. And he starts talking to him about, hey, this, and that. This is what I saw. Not to mention, he probably knows whatever offense is new. He probably knows it, just like Jake Andrews, the center. So that right there is invaluable. And if you don't believe me, just listen to the coaches, because the coaches will tell you when they speak to the media how important these reps are, how you can't get them back, and it's then out you know the answer to, well, why wasn't such year? Oh, well, everybody's on their own schedule, and they'll downplay it. I understand why the coaches are doing it, but offensively, Ron, I don't care what the reasons are. The thought that there's that many guys that aren't there, whether they're learning themselves or they're helping youngsters. You got a lot of young receivers out there that could use some help. You got some fullbacks and some tight ends out there that are young that could use some help. It's the running back situation. It's hard to understand why. Yeah. You got a bunch of young guys out there, including one your team just got aggressive to go draft in Woody Marks. Yeah. That may be able to, may need to lean into you a little bit. And so I am surprised at how many guys on the offensive side of the football aren't at least there playing that Trent Brown or that C.J. Stroud role at this point.
And again, to make clear, we don't know exactly the reasons why these guys are out, but it is to point out, guys like Trent Brown are there in street clothes. You talked about CJ eventually got to street clothes, were there to give kind of some mm-hmm. advice and guidance out there, even though they weren't out there. Speaking of CJ Stroud, you spoke about it the first day. They had mini camp on Tuesday that he didn't throw, right? That he didn't participate throwing. I know Brandon Scott talked about it on Texans Report that same day. And we didn't see practice yesterday, but we watched practice again today, and we were both sitting there watching. Okay, he's out there. He's in uniform. All right, he's going through the first drill, but they're handoff drills. But in as soon as it got to throwing drills, he had checked out. And then after, I'd say, like the first half of the practice, he just completely was all the way out. Took his helmet off, took his jersey off, and was in street clothes the way that Trent Brown was and others. Here is Nick Caley, who spoke today when asked the question about C.J. Stroud and him not throwing and where he is physically.
Yeah, he's locked in every step of the way. No concerns whatsoever. I know D'Amico's already hit on this. Everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever, you know, through whether it's football, whether it's athletic training, et cetera. And he's doing a great job, and he's out here, and he's working.
All right, that's Nick Caley. Obviously, we heard from D'Amico the day before. I'll just warn you, Clint has a sly look on his face. There, right,
just another one of these roll your eye thoughts.
Well, there's something right, right? Like this is the third time of OTAs the Texans have had. We've never in the time seen C.J. Stroud just be taken down from throwing multiple days in a row here.
CJ's got a lot of Will Anderson in him.
Yes, right. Yeah, and even when he's had little injuries, you know, that's the only times he hasn't. So clearly you would think something is up. I'm not saying it's major or anything, but this is now at least two, maybe three practices in a row to start things off in OTAs, learning a new system, all of that, having some new young receivers in Higgins and Noel, guys that just got here that he hasn't been able to throw with. I would assume something physically is up.
Yeah, look, they want to be able to get some work in where they're throwing the football, and C.J. Stroud's not throwing the football right now. That's the reality of it. There's something, some kind of procedure has taken place from this right shoulder out down to the hand, elbow, something, or there's some kind of strain, there's some kind of soreness that he's dealing with from throwing throughout the offseason. Throwing throughout the off season, there's definitely something going on. This isn't about whatever Nick Caley just stumbled through. This is just one of those things where an organization tries to talk around their elbow to get to their mouth, and they end up looking silly. Like the whole thought of, hey man, is that CJ's dealing with a little bit of soreness right now. He's thrown 8 million balls this offseason, so he gave him the day off. Let's ride. Let's go. Ain't no big deal. Or whatever. He had a little procedure done, and he's not going to throw until June. Whatever. You know, that's that is you end up looking silly. Nick Caley sounded silly right there based on what I know and what I see. Like if a player is worried about getting hurt, or if there's a reason that he's not like a real reason he's not practicing, then he just doesn't practice. For a guy to go out there and do everything except for throw the football, there's some kind of, from a soreness to a procedure, there's a reason why he's not throwing a football. And it's not one of these, oh, they're on their own personal schedules, whether it's athletic training or this or that. And it sounds silly, it looks silly, and it's like,
yeah, listen, nobody believes him. We all, like, right. We all know something's up, but
what's the end game? Like, I don't understand why.
This is what guys do, teams will do all the time. We all know something's up. That fool wouldn't be just not throwing for multiple days in a row. They just don't want it. They just don't want it out there that from their lips that he's sore or he had something cleaned up or something. We all know it. Anything serious?
No. I think there's a chance it could be a load management situation, yeah, where he's just throwing a lot and he got sore.
And you just
could be a hand issue, which I said it all year last year. There were balls that CJ threw last year that came out of his hand in a way that is just he is below him.
Yeah,
like I think there was an issue with his hand, and whether it's a grip, whether it was hand or wrist or foot, there was something. The ball would come out of his hand at times, and you're just like, "What the hell was that?"
Yeah,
like that's something I would do. I got little hands. I got a BB gun arm and little hands. That's a different animal right there. That don't happen to those guys. In fact, that is why they are as good as they are. Is those things just typically don't happen. So it wouldn't shock me if there wasn't some kind of procedure done on his hand or his wrist, and he's just not ready to completely let it rip yet. And they're working it in the training room. And when he gets to a certain point, he'll be released and be able to throw. But again, I mean, it's just everybody's on their own schedule. You can tell, like, the messaging coming out of the organization this year with guys not being present is, oh, everybody's on their own schedule, you know, and this or that. And you can just guys start stumbling through it, and it's just, I don't know. It's silly to me.
All right. As we continue here, stop nine on our crawfish circuit, which brings us here to the Crafty Crab. It is the location off Fondren Road. So come on out and hang out with us. We'll be here to 6 o'clock. You got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll be doing that each and every hour. Coming up, we'll get back to what we saw at OTAs, and especially that offensive line in a little bit, because there were some new things there. But Yordan is apparently feeling better. He's going to face some live pitching today. So it feels like he's going to return soon. When he does, what should this lineup look like now when he returns? We'll discuss that coming up.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah.
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next.
Bistros ain't loyal.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live. Stop 9, baby. Stop 9. We've had some folks come in. People, shout out to all our listeners out here. Somebody that dropped you off a...
More Coors Light, one more bullets.
Killer and somebody dropped me off a shot. I respect it. I do respect it. You know, shots won't hurt nobody, right?
Nah, man, it's the cleanest shot, way, man. If you're going to do it, just do it, man.
Shot won't hurt nobody, but come on out and join us. We are here live, stop 9 on our crawfish circuit, the Crafty Crab, and we're going to have a good time out here. Fondren Road, come on out, hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. As Clint said, he's going to dive into some bugs here in about an hour. So you need to come on here and get you some bugs. By the way, you got a chance to win a $25 gift card. We'll do that once an hour coming up here. And you got a chance to win that coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll do it at 2, 3, 4, and 5 as well. So come on out and hang out.
Big, big fan of the wings.
Was it good?
Big fan of the dry rub wings. On the smaller side, which I greatly appreciate, smaller but meaty, a little easier to handle. I am talking about my wings, and very tasty. I did the Cajun dry rub. I'm a big fan, so I can. There's one box checked.
Yeah, the oysters were good too.
Okay,
that smashed the oysters.
You steamed some oysters over there.
Yeah, steamed some oysters. Felt like a good idea.
So we're off to a good start. And, hey, the beer's cold. Mountains are blue, baby.
Are they?
So, yeah.
I bet you they are.
Absolutely.
All right, Clint, and Tyler, you got to keep us abreast on this today.
Whoa.
You know I always do.
To see, I don't think Jordan will be in the lineup today, as he is facing some live pitching. Who knows? You never know. They did say whenever he feels good, maybe he gets done with live pitching today and says, Captain, I'm ready. And because I'm certain that's how he refers to Joe Espada. He may say, Captain, I'm ready, and he may be in the lineup. But eventually that sounds like that is coming very, very soon, fellas. It's 713-572-4610. Those of you in YouTube and Twitch, jump in on this as well. The last time Jordan was in the lineup, which was May 3rd, hell, I've turned 41 since the last time he was in the lineup. The lineup was Pena leading off, so that had just happened. Pena had just started to move up in the leadoff spot. Pena, Altuve batting second, Jordan batting third, Paredes was fourth with Walker and Diaz behind him. That was the top six. Here most recently before the Walker injury, it was Pena, Paredes, then Altuve in the three spot, Walker, Caratini, who has been swinging the bat pretty well, and then Jake Myers. Jake Myers has been floating between the five and the six spot since his absence.
Khakis?
Yes. I don't think he's wearing khakis no more, man. He's wearing some...
Oh, I bet decreased.
He's kicking ass in them khakis.
He's wearing some comfortable-ass joggers right now. That's where he is.
Jake.
But
I mean, that's got a Skecher and Dockers
hush puppies
deal written all over.
He's in Under Armour's, at least. at least.
But where
do you think Jordan fits now? Now that we've seen how guys are hitting, Paredes and Pena has taken it up. Altuve started to turn it around. Walker has kind of picked it up a little since he got injured. Where would you put Jordan in this lineup now?
I'd put Jordan Alvarez in the 3-hole and move Altuve to the 4-hole. That's what I would do. I would not be opposed to going Pena, Altuve, Jordan, Paredes.
I think that's where I am. I think that's where I am. Altuve in the 2 spot, and then Jordan.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that. The only reason I would be all right with Paredes is because he is right now. He's just hot and he's clutch. Appears to be, so I'd ride that and see where we could get. But I would put, to answer your question, Jordan Alvarez in the 3-hole. That's where I'd put him.
In the 3-spot. Mm-hmm. 3-spot.
Yep.
Tyler, where would you have Jordan? Where would you have Jordan? As he hit in the 3-spot last time, but I think it's almost more as important who's around him.
Oh yeah,
that may be different. How would you have that top 6 right now?
Yeah, no, and that's well said. It absolutely needs to be looked at and matters who's around him. That big fella. I think you put him right back at 3. I think you don't try to overthink this thing. Get his hands right. Let's get this thing back on track. Put him right back at 3. Pick up where you left off, except for maybe hitting it just a bit better, big man.
Yeah, we all agree. Like, there could be movement, right? We all agree Pena is the leadoff hitter.
Yes.
Like, that does.
Yeah, that's the question here, really, right, is when Jordan comes back, what do you do with Altuve?
Altuve feels weird hitting fourth.
Well, I think you could do a lot with him. I think having him batting behind Jordan Alvarez, and if you walk Jordan, you got to face the best Astro, one of the most clutch players in the game. I would be okay with that. Having him in the 2-hole obviously is something more comfortable. I would not even mess with Pena. Pena would be my leadoff hitter moving forward, especially since you've already got Altuve's blessing on that one.
Yeah. He just can't. I mean, he can't move. That right there, he can't move.
So the question really to me is what do you do with Altuve? Pena's in the 1-hole. I think Jordan's in the 3-hole. And then what do you do with the other two guys, Paredes and Altuve? And I don't. It's not about pitting one versus the other. One's better than the other. It's just about how do you want to protect Jordan? Do you want to take advantage of how consistent and how hot Paredes has been?
Because it will be a difference of Paredes having Walker as protection or Diaz as protection, as opposed to right now he's been getting Altuve.
Well, the other part of that too is, and I don't look. I'm not an advanced stat guy, but the thought is that when it comes to seeing more pitches and get one of those quality at bats, I believe Paredes is the best on the team. And so, do you want one of those guys that's going to work the count? Do you want a guy that's going to get a good quality at bat hitting second, or do you want the free swinger Altuve?
That's a fair point. He does his on base percentage is better. There is this also something about the protection of the pitches that you're going to get hitting in front of Jordan. Do I want Paredes get them, or do I want Altuve get them?
And there's not a wrong answer. I mean, I don't think anybody's out of pocket if you say, I want Altuve back in the 2-hole. Okay, you're not out of pocket. It's just a matter of preferences. You got one guy that's getting quality at bats every time out there. He's a hard out. He's spending a lot of time on the base pass. I mean, I don't think the Astros can go wrong
Does he give you a better at bat than Altuve would? Not the result, but like a more consistent at bat on what you're going to get, because he walks, leads the team in walks, all of that he has from the jump. So is that a better that makes sense? All right, coming up as we continue here. At the end of the hour, somebody will be our first winner, so stay tuned for that. We talked about Trent Brown a little bit. He wasn't out there, but we did get a chance to look at that O-line again, Clint, and there were some differences from week one, and from the practice one of OTAs. And, Clint, it does look like they're maybe true to their word that they are going to do some experiments, flip-flopping all around with this O-line. We'll tell you what today's number one offensive line looked like and where people were. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a good time is being had. We got folks coming. My man said, hey, I don't call in, baby, but I listen now. I listen. I see you old school.
You're in the Drive family.
I see you, man. It's a good time out here. We got a former Aggie out here that hooked us up with some drinks. Play with one of Clint's old. Were you teammates with Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, old Ken Hammer.
He's a little younger, maybe he came in. I think I got 3 years on Ken, 2 or 3 years on Ken.
Yeah, but
green, baby.
Now, that's a good time out here, man, and you should make your way out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but, hell, man, this is a good spot to be at a little longer here. The bugs are going to be coming and rolling out here. You can get out here and order you some bugs, and they got that shrimp boil here, the Crafty Crab. They do it right now, and like we said, we're off to a good spot. I like the oysters. Clint enjoyed the wings, and we see Figgy's in the building. I'm sure Figgy about to go ahead and check this menu out and do something with it as well. So it's a good time to be had out here. Coming up as soon as this segment ends, if you are not in the building, and if you are in the building and you get here, you might want to fill your name out and put it in our raffle box, because we are going to hook somebody up with our first $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. As soon as this segment ends, we will do one each and every hour. And this is the first one coming up after this segment. So you still got time to put your name in and win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All right, Clint, the offensive line obviously is the big talking point coming into this season, and will be, and I think will be all season, because I think there's a big argument that it was the thing that derailed the season last year from getting to maybe the highest potential it could get to. And no, they've made some changes. There are some definite changes. And Clint, the first day, what we saw was Cam Robinson starting at left tackle on the first offense, Tomlinson at left guard, Andrews at right guard. God, dog, I
Andrews
just started,
at center.
At center. I just started bleeding out of nowhere. And then Andrews at center, Titus at right guard, and then Blake Fisher at right tackle. That's what we've started to see at the offensive line on day one. Today we saw the rookie, Ursary. He was at left tackle today with Tomlinson at guard, Andrews remaining at center, Titus Howard at right guard, Blake Fisher at right tackle. We saw Juice play multiple positions. Juice was at center. Juice was at left guard. We saw Juice at right guard on Monday, so he's played around. Patterson was third string center, it looked like. Came in with the third team. We saw a little Ursary at right tackle as well. So they stayed true to their word, Clint, of mixing guys around. And the only real mainstays we've seen is Andrews at center. Titus hadn't moved off right guard. Titus has not even – he's one of the ones who can play tackle. He has not touched tackle at this point. So it's kind of been interesting the way they've attacked it.
Yeah, look, I think it's what we said it is, other than Juice, right? I mean, I think your left tackle position is sewn up. I think your right guard position is sewn up. Right now, Blake Fisher is your right tackle. I just think there's a competition at center and there's a competition at left guard. And it looks like Juice Scruggs is going to be the guy, you know, that would be the odd man out potentially if Lakin Tomlinson gets that left guard position. But is he more physically talented than the centers that you have in here? I think the answer is absolutely he's more physically talented than the centers you have. But can he communicate? Can he play the center position? Is he athletic enough? Does he have the feet to play that position the way that the other two smaller, more true centers have the ability to do? And so it's just the one thing that's different is Juice Scruggs seems to be the one that's being asked to play multiple positions that truly may not be settled into a spot yet. So, again, no surprise. You know, I would prefer them put him at guard and let him compete at guard. But if
first thing we saw him play today was center.
Center, yeah. So, you know, that left guard and that center position, I think they've got some – that's where your competition exists. You know, If we see Ursary at right tackle at any point during a regular season, it's I think it's less about a competition and more about Blake Fisher ain't getting it done, right? And I'm not saying he's not going to. I just think Blake Fisher is penciled in as your right tackle. I think right now that's where they're at. If he doesn't get the job done, I think they're preparing Ursary to be a guy that could get some run fairly early to either tackle spot.
And listen, I heard Reggie say this right before we went on the crosstalk with them. And I kind of agreed. I wondered what the role for Trent Brown was going to be. But look, watching what we saw, and we'll get to Will Anderson in a little bit. Will Anderson, just a sneak preview a little bit later on. Will Anderson is that guy at practice you can't stand.
But Hampshire is a quarterback you can't stand.
But at the quarterback, right tackle, whatever side he's lining up on. And I guess one of the things I saw today was, yo, I think, as you said, pencil, and I thought that was a key word, Blake Fisher is in pencil over there on the right side. You know, that could be up for grabs. That right tackle spot could be a real competitive thing, especially if Trent Brown gets over, and especially the way everybody was walking over to him, talking to him about things. Like, that could be – There could be space there because, Clint, I'll be honest, I'm surprised that Andrews is appearing to be right out of the gate, the guy that they're looking at center. And he has, obviously, history with Cole Popovich and obviously in the New England system. It wouldn't surprise me either that maybe Trent Brown, who has similar history, wouldn't get a legit shot at that right tackle spot, especially if Blake Fisher shows spaces to struggle. So that was one of the things I walked away from today thinking, Clint, that right tackle spot may be more of a competition than maybe and Trent Brown may have a shot at that spot that I maybe thought.
Yeah, look, I don't think Blake Fisher has anything sewn up by any means. There's you know, he's just hadn't done enough to have anything sewn up at this point in time, especially when they're trying to fix the offensive line the way they're trying to fix the offensive line. So I think it could become a real competition, but that's going to be based on whether Ursary is ready to compete at that level.
You think Ursary than Trent Brown?
Well, right now, I mean, I just don't I don't know where Trent Brown is. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch a whole lot of Trent Brown the last year. I don't know exactly where he is coming off the injury. I don't know how capable he is. I don't know if he was just brought in here to be a guy that knows the offense, an emergency tackle. I have no idea what he's got left in the tank. I gotta believe if he is still locked and loaded with some tread on the tire, I gotta believe that that he's a guy that again should know whatever new terminology there is. A guy that Cole Popovich is very familiar with, and Nick Caserio is very very familiar with, and Nick Cayley's very familiar with. I don't know that if Trent Brown's got some tread left on the tire, I don't know that that's going to be much of a competition. I mean, you're talking about Blake Fisher and Ariante Ursary. You're talking about two young dudes they got a ways to go. They got to develop. They got to play. They got to experience some things. Where Trent Brown's a different animal there. Now he may physically not be able to do some things, but from a scheme standpoint, teaching him, getting him up to speed is done. You don't have to do that. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle the right tackle spot too.
Because it appears like kind of what we saw from Blake Fisher. Obviously, he can get better, but what we saw from him last year, what we saw from him a little bit today, clearly they're not in pads. But it feels like he may be somebody that they may need to give help to. They may have to give those situations, you know, chips.
Well,
and
it's an unknown.
Like that.
To me, that's the deal. I think Trent Brown physically, wherever he's at, is a known. I think that's a like they know where he's at. They know how he's moving. They know what he feels like. And I think when you look at Ariante Ursary and you look at Blake Fisher, you're like, man, we ain't real sure what we got. We like what we saw from Blake Fisher last year.
Ursary does look good, by the way.
He looks good, don't he?
He looks the part in person.
Yeah, no question.
Now, by the way, again, if you missed it earlier in the crosstalk, Clint is dead on. At Titus Howard, I can't wait to see what they have him listed at this year. Because I'm not saying he's fat or anything.
No, I think it's good weight if you don't play guard.
Absolutely. He does visually look bigger.
Yeah.
He does visually look the part, look bigger. And now we'll see, you know, if he can move the same way he can. Because as a tackle, I mean, this guy's a, you know, former quarterback. You would think that he's athletic, a guy that can move a little bit. Yeah. You can do some things, pulls or whatever. But I think you were dead on. I just got a glimpse of him walking away, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I see it. I see it. Yeah. I see right there in the chest area." I saw Stressing tweet that out, text that in. In the chest area, he looks really really big.
Well, if you're gonna be a guy that's I mean, your number one task is to move mass inside or anchor down into pass protection. I mean, the more weight, if you can carry an extra 20 pounds. Especially off of a frame that's, what is he, 6'5", 6'6", 6'5"?
Something like that.
I mean, you know, when you can carry an extra 20, 25 pounds, that'll make a difference. It'll make a big difference. So I am interested to see if they do come out with some numbers, what his weight looks like compared to last year.
He's not 6'5", 322 no more.
I mean, if he was 322 last year, he looks to be heavier. Yeah, I would.
That's what the listing was last year, 322. I don't think he's. He's at 322, but shout out to him. Do you think, man? Do you think? Good weight. God, I wish I was on a program to gain weight. I promise
you. It'd be easy, wouldn't it?
I'd win.
Ain't no doubt.
God, I know I'd win. I'd win. Hell, I can do it on accident. Coming up as we continue, Nick Cayley spoke as well for the first time in OTAs. He spoke with the media. We'll let you hear a little bit of what he had to say and discuss that on the other side coming up. As we continue live right here on The Drive.
Boy, holy cow.